USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the world is standing at an inflection point in history.
We are fixing our eyes on devoting our resources to the challenges that hold the keys to our collective future.
Biden speaking Tuesday at the UN General Assembly. Today, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing on the state of terror threats 2 decades since 9/11. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he wants to hear answers about the drone strike that killed civilians in Afghanistan, including 7 children.
Those strikes need to be fully investigated. I'm concerned that those strikes were initiated just because of the chaos that was created by the Biden administration policy and, of course, the tragic loss of 13 American lives. They had to do something.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
A high-profile autopsy will be taking place today.
The body found in Wyoming near Grand Teton National Park is suspected of that being of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The body will undergo an autopsy today to determine the identity and cause of death. Forensic pathologist Priya Banerjee on Fox News explains what science may reveal.
You know, as we know, today's going to be absolutely critical. The first thing to consider is that if we think about when she was last communicated with late August, that leaves quite a bit of time for her to be deceased and for the body to decompose. So that's going to make things a little bit more challenging.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus booster shot seems to be effective when given 2 months after the first dose. The New Jersey-based company saying its booster shot is 94% effective in the United States and increases antibody levels. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The governor along the U.S.-Mexico border is asking for assistance from the White House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during this his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago. Back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage, and you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is proposing monthly payments for thousands of families hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. In her budget speech, Lightfoot proposing $500 a month for 5,000 households for 12 months. The city council does have to approve the plan before any money goes to families. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.